audio for the Great Revolutions. You are investigating the reason for global inequality. To begin, you need to know the three Great Revolutions and how each contributed to divergent development in the world. For the first section, read the materials on the left and answer the questions on the right. First category is the Great Revolutions. There have been three events which completely changed human history. These are sometimes called the Great Revolutions. These events all fundamentally altered how humans live. Stop. Second section, the development of hunter-gathering. Around 1.8 million years ago, Homo erectus, an ancestor of modern humans, began hunting. Prior to this, human ancestors had only foraged, looking for berries or roots or edible plants or easily killed animals. When our ancestors started to hunt, it gave them significant advantages. Hunting is less time-consuming than gathering, and so they had more free time. Hunting rewards technological development, so they began to create more tools. Lastly, hunting provides more resources like fur, bones, and tusks/antlers. Because all modern humans descended from these ancestors, this is not the cause of any global inequality still noticeable today. It was also a very long time ago, allowing many opportunities for any possible inequalities to correct themselves. End. Next category, the Neolithic Revolution, which is about 10,000 BC. Starting around 12,000 years ago, humans began to farm. This did not happen in just one place, but in as many as 9 different places. Each place developed its own kind of farming, based upon plants and animals that can successfully live in that place. Farming has 2 critical advantages over hunter-gathering. Firstly, it is more reliable. This meant people didn't have to move as often. The places they settled became the first villages, towns, and cities. Secondly, farming allows society to support a much larger population. Human societies grew from a couple hundred people at the most to tens of thousands and eventually millions. However, some plants and animals are much better for farming than others. This meant that some places created objectively worse forms of farming than others. Meanwhile, other places took thousands of years longer to develop farming, and some places did not develop it at all. In general, Eurasia gained large advantages during this time as its farming was earlier and more productive than anywhere else on Earth. Australia and many islands developed no farming practices at all. Next section, the Industrial Revolution, 1780 AD. The most recent and most rapid of the Great Revolutions was the Industrial Revolution. The first two Great Revolutions took dozens of generations to change human society forever. The Industrial Revolution took 2 generations. During this revolution, humans began to rely on machine power to do things rather than animal power. This allowed humans to be hundreds of times more productive in what they could build or grow. It also drove a massively increased rate of technological development. This drove a second wave of global inequality. Because Europe was the first to industrialize, Europe gained an enormous advantage over other regions of the world. Even other Eurasian societies would have previously been more advanced, or at least just as advanced as Europe was. Why Europe industrialized first is a very complicated question, but it has to do with Europe's conquest of the Americas, changing economies after the Black Plague, and the high productivity of farming practices developed in the Neolithic Revolution. Europe worsened these inequalities by using its newfound advantages to take over other parts of the world. And that is the end of this document.